On the meeting's agenda was a move to appoint a local regulator, a group of people or person who would sign off on state-approved retail marijuana licenses for shops or facilities. That was apparently cause for alarm for most people at the meeting, with the overwhelming majority of those that spoke to the council outlining their fears that opening the town up to marijuana businesses would pose a variety of threats, especially to the safety of children and teenagers. People lined up at the microphone to speak their minds. For one resident, the council's move to appoint a local regulator essentially implied the town had made up its mind to move forward with Amendment 64. Another feared that even if the issue is put to a vote next year, if the town places no moratorium on retail marijuana sales, outside interests will have the chance to influence that vote.
The people that are coming in are now going to have an upper hand. You're going to pull people that are going to want to keep their business here no matter what. And that vote, in my opinion, will be skewed by them.
One speaker summed up what was arguably the most pressing concern for those opposed to regulation.
I don't see how something like this can even be considered to be passed because there's no possible means of guaranteeing that medicinal marijuana, marijuana sold for recreational use or any as such, will not end up in the kids' hands.
Other concerns were focused on public safety.
We already have one dangerous drug that when it gets mixed up with driving, that makes it a lot more risky than it ought to be. In other words, that's alcohol. We don't need another such drug.
One of the few supporters of Amendment 64 at the meeting described the crowd's majority opposition as a vocal minority, adding that marijuana use is already a reality in Paonia, and that regulating it could bring in valuable revenue.
The idea that I hear from people about how you don't want Paonia to be known for pot is ludicrous because it is. Because it's here in Colorado and it's just the way it is. You don't have money for sidewalks, you don't have money for the library, but nobody wants to see this as a new revenue stream.
Another supporter was laughed at for his comments about those potential economic benefits.
Financially, it might save our whole country with the situation we are in right now. We're also not thinking about hemp.
Tensions mounted as another pro-marijuana speaker and former owner of a medical marijuana business in Paonia was interrupted during his allotted time, prompting Mayor Neil Schwederman to call for order.
How long have you lived here?
Sir. I've lived here since 2005.
Well, you don't know much about the
community. Well, can I have my time?
Okay, we're going to restart in 2 minutes because you're being rude. I've asked for decorum.
Whatever. Okay, folks. You know, what do you think about
sir,
this community?
Sir, if you continue to interrupt, I'm going to ask our police officers to come in and remove you. I don't want to do any of that.
What you got to do?
Many other residents spoke at the meeting, with some saying they feared an increase in crime would follow marijuana businesses to town if the council decides to move forward with regulation. The council approved a motion to vote at its next meeting on whether to place a moratorium on retail marijuana activity until the issue could be put before voters. As outlined in Amendment 64, the earliest that vote could take place is November of 2014. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.